Welcome to Pro Player Stadium in Miami, for the game between the New York Mets and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second, the center fielder, Timo Perez. Batting third, the catcher, Mike Piazza. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jeremy Burnett. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Roger Cedeno. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pedro Astagio. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pedro Astagio. For the Florida Marlins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second, the shortstop, Andy Fox. Batting third, the right fielder, Cliff Floyd. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Mike Lowell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Preston Wilson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Kevin Millar. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Derek Lee. Batting eighth, the catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, A.J. Burnett. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, A.J. Burnett. And now, play ball. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Alomar is called out on strikes. One out. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Piazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Castillo is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Floyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Millar. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Roger Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cedeno takes first base on ball four. Alfonso moves to second. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Alfonso scores. Cedeno goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Mets. Pedro Astagio is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Astagio strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ordonez moves to third. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lowell takes first base on ball 4. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Piazza batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Piazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Piazza takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vaughn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a fly ball into left field. Millar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. AJ Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ordonez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Astagio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Astagio is 0 for 1 in the game. Astagio strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cedeno moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd strikes out. 1 out. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lowell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lowell takes first base on ball 4. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowell moves to second. Two outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Millar hits a pop-up towards short. Ordonez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Piazza is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Piazza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Piazza moves to second. One out. Edgardo Alfonso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alfonso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a pop-up towards first. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eric Owens pinch hits for AJ Burnett. Eric Owens is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Owens hits a line drive into left field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Piazza for a passed ball. Johnson moves to third. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hansel Izquierdo now pitching. Roger Citino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Citino is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Citino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Astagio is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Astagio is 0-for-2 in the game. Astagio is hit by the pitch. Ordonez moves to second. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Ordonez moves to third. Astagio moves to second. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ordonez tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Armando Almanza now pitching. Sean Estes pinch runs for Pedro Astacio. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Piazza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Piazza is walked intentionally. Estes moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vaughn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd strikes out. One out. Mike Lowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lowell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lowell takes first base on ball 4. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Millar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Millar is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alfonso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alfonso strikes out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett strikes out. 2 outs. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ordonez hits a pop-up towards short. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines pinch hits for Armando Almanza. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 2. The Mets will come to bat. Braden Looper now pitching. John Valentin pinch hits for David Weathers. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Millar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Millar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Timo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Perez bunts in front of the plate. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 2. The Marlins will come to bat. Scott Strickland now pitching. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Floyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Floyd. The throw from Piazza and he is safe. Floyd steals second. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lowell is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Lowell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Lowell reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Floyd scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Preston Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lowell trying to get to home. Perez throws the ball into Piazza who tags Lowell who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Wilson scores. It's Mets, 5, Marlins, 5. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Millar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Millar hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 5. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Piazza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Piazza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Piazza hits a pop-up towards short. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Joe McEwing pinch runs for Mo Vaughn. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alfonso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a pop-up towards short. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes McEwing. The throw from Johnson and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 5. The Marlins will come to bat. Joe McEwing now playing first base. Grant Roberts now pitching. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Marty Malloy pinch hits for Braden Looper. Marty Malloy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malloy hits a ball on the ground towards first. McEwing scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malloy for the out. 2 outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Marlins 5. The Mets will come to bat. Vladimir Nunez now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Burnett is called out on strikes. 1 out. Roger Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Cedeno strikes out. Two outs. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ordonez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Mets. Mark Johnson pinch hits for Grant Roberts. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Marlins 5. The Marlins will come to bat. Armando Benitez now pitching. Andy Fox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Ordonez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Floyd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Floyd is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lowell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Florida Marlins, 5. Goodbye from Pro Player Stadium in Miami.